This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Music playing in the background right now. Mr. Brown, Mushumo, alongside Kabza the Small. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. I go by the name of King Bash. I would then test talk himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And as I promised you, I'm joined on the line by a man whose story can inspire many. Trust and believe. I mean, from struggling to get a roof over his head to dropping hits. And I'm talking hits after hits, right? And being behind the production of a lot of award-winning and chart-topping songs. I'm talking about Lionel Siwela. But we all know him and love him as Mr. Brown. Adventure family, help me welcome the one, the only, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown.
Hello, hello, sir. How are you?
Good, thanks, and you, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time.
The way you were introducing me earlier, I won a Grammy already.
It means it's coming. It means it's coming, right? It means it has to come.
I need it.
How are you doing, good sir?
I'm doing great.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us on the show. We really do appreciate you.
So, thank you so much.
I need to find out, you know, I mean, from Lionel to Mr. Brown, where does this name come from?
The name, Lionel's the real name. Mr. Brown is people's name, man. It was that time when I don't know who to call myself, but most people originally were calling me Mr. Brown. Yeah, but also Lionel goes with the type of music that I used to do again before becoming Mr. Brown. I used to be an acoustic session artist who plays busk in the streets and everything like that.
Oh, okay.
Then he had to be discovered by my man Bongo Beats. Then he comes to the studio to come up with the Lazaro hit with Winnie Kumar and Busisa. From there, we went to Mungo Africa, to Master KG, King Munada, Makadze, and the list goes on and on.
Wow, man. This is so crazy. I mean, you always loved music, Mr. Brown. Like, that has always been your thing. But at what point did you decide and know, or you know what, this is what I really want to do for the rest of my life?
At that point, when I realized that I don't have anything to do in life, so what can I do?
What can you say?
The only thing which was around was the art of music, you know. And I fell in love with it, because sometimes, you know, as kids, when parents, growing kids, the kids, they force them to do things that they can't do. So myself, I don't know that if I wanted to be an engineer one day, but I knew that my career is either on production, music, but anything has to do with art.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I mean, you know, there's one thing that inspires me about you is that your story encapsulates the saying, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I say this because, I mean, when you were a hairstylist playing guitar at the hair salon, did you think, you know, you would one day be this big within your career?
I was a dreamer from get-go. I was dreaming, and I always told people I'm dreaming, guys. I know one day I'll be. I mean, me being in South Africa, it was also a dream also, that one day I'll be in the international stages and everything like that. So I was just working towards my dream. So I always believe that that life of mine was a journey. It's a dream, and whatever I was dreaming, it should come to pass. All things that I need to do is not to forget about my dream and keep on pushing no matter what.
Yeah.
That's the only solution I gave to myself, that, you know what, one day is one day. Even right now, I'm now targeting to international market. As you speak right now, I'm going to be performing in Brazil, and then Brazil after Brazil, I'm going to be in Europe in July, and then August, I'm going to be in Canada.
No, this is beautiful, man. International stages. Oh, wow. This is so beautiful. I mean, there's one thing
The plate is too big. The plate is too big. We need to explore the whole world and see what we can bring home.
That's true. That's very true. I love that so much. Congratulations for that. You know, that's a beautiful,
thank you
beautiful
so much.
Accomplishments, man. So, I mean, also, speaking of music, and that is what you love oh so much, how is it? Like, I need you to take me through, you know, that feeling, Mr. Brown, you know, when you see the songs that you've produced, songs that you sang in, beyond the charts, beyond on the charts, and also, you know, be people's favorite in the streets.
The feeling, it's always a great feeling to see your song charting. Everyone wishes to do good. Mm. We all want to do good. And that's why we all wake up in the morning trying to make sure that we do better and better. We all always want to see. And when you start to see yourself doing better, it shows that actually the support and the recognition by the people is actually, people are now recognizing you. They are now giving you a chance to listen to your craft. And when you go back in the studio, you want to do more because you want to always impress the same people that are giving you that opportunity. Mm. So I really feel like that feeling for me was very important for me. I was so excited when I started seeing things going, you know, people appreciating who I am, the way I am, and everything, the way I do my own music without me sweating or doing anything.
Yeah. No, most definitely. I mean, we've mentioned the artists that you've, you know, worked alongside, the likes of Gabs at a Small, Makazi, just to name a few. But are there maybe artists that you're still looking at, you know, as producers and artists, there are those people that maybe you're looking at to say that, you know what, you are next. I need to collab with you. Are there artists like that?
I just wanted to bring up my upcoming producers up.
Okay.
And also teach them the business of music, to tell them that, you know, before you get there, know the reason why you're getting inside the entertainment business. It can be business if you treat it like a business, and it can be a joke if you treat it like a job. Because one thing in the entertainment that I've learned is there's a lot of administration that we intend to ignore as producers and creative and arts.
Yeah.
So I actually want to make sure already I have a team of upcoming producers to introduce them, to show them that you can actually do anything with music. Don't give up in the streets. Do whatever you do, whatever you have. Anything is tea time. Nowadays, there is TikTok. You can post a song, can be 1 million posts after some time. You don't need really to go through deep to say, no, I can't do it because I don't only have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the vision that I'm carrying right now going further.
No, most definitely. And I mean, you know, as someone that we all know does so well across multiple genres, how important is, you know, versatility as an artist?
Versatility is good, but it is always a problem when you do it, when you try to do something that is being done by someone and sound exactly like that person instead of bringing your own taste to that genre. Because at the end of the day, when you put yourself in a certain genre, it's difficult to sustain that pressure in the market, because if there's always one wants to be on top of you, one always wants to be on top of you, then it creates confusion.
Yeah.
And also at the end of the day, music is about you exchanging your talents. Like all time ago, someone would come with rap and someone would come singing and then put that thing together and people like it. But nowadays, people, they just follow the trend. But I don't, follow the trend is good, but you always have to keep your identity in every gender that you venture yourself into.
I love it.
So the most important thing is to keep your identity in your music.
Mm.
That even if I want a certain sound, I can get this certain sound from Janisto.
Mm.
If I want something, I can get this certain sound from Karishma. If I want this sound, I can get this certain sound from Makazi. If I want this sound, I can get this sound from King.
Mm.
That is how it's supposed to be in the music entertainment. We don't have to sound the same. We don't have to do the same, but we can always learn from each other. But keeping your own identity is what keeps you going.
Man, we're learning. Thank you so much for that. And I mean, we're speaking about the song now, Nkampani. You know, it became an instant hit, Mr. Brown, and was loved by the street. Now, tell us a bit about this song. What inspired the song? How did the song come about?
The song, it was first time myself to say, I've been doing a lot of collaboration with Kelvin, Momo, and everyone. So I was now missing people, my friends were now missing something from myself that comes directly from me. Then I was like, hey, it's been a while, let me just sit down in the studio and create something. Then I managed to work on company. Then I put words together. Then I had to call one of my friends to come and translate for me and tell me how to do it. And then we came and wrote the song. And then from there, I post the song on TikTok, and then Naka saw it, Naka said he wants to jump on it, and then Naka jumped on it, and then that's it. From there, I started seeing the song trending without knowing.
Wow, man. That is amazing.
So we do not have a choice now than to finish up the song and drop it.
And drop it, yes. Give the people what they want.
Yes, you have to always make people happy.
Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true. I mean, we're in the fifth month already, Mr. Brown, of the year. What is 2026? What is left of 2026 for Mr. Brown? What other plans does Mr. Brown have for the remainder of the year?
I'm left with only 5 albums in my entire career to resign on the entertainment.
Wow.
So my first album is coming. I don't have a date yet, but okay. It's finalized. I'm submitting it next week. Mm. So I'll be announcing the date as soon as possible. But it's one of the great albums that I've ever made, with the likes of Jaffrey's on it and big names on it. So I'm giving my last 5 best albums.
Last 5 best albums.
Yes.
No, we can't wait for that. As soon as you get that date, we need to come back and after the drop have that discussion again, just to talk about the people within that album. As you say, a lot of big names are going to be there, so I'm already excited about it. So we can't wait for that, Mr. Brown.
No problem.
My brother, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Really do appreciate you. All the best with the remaining months of 2026. We know that you're going to give us great music, and you keep giving us great music. So all the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Capricorn. Capricorn FM, right?
Yes, that's how we do it.
Thank you so much. We are coming to Limpopo very soon, man.
Yeah, no, hit us up, Mr. Brown.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, my brother. Thanks. Peace.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.